Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction. So can everyone hear me okay? All right, great. So this talk can absolutely be interactive. So if you feel passionately about speaking up about something or disagree with me, go ahead. I'd gladly take questions whenever, or we can just take the questions at the end. That's fine too. So what I came to speak about is open source in industrial control systems, a cultural challenge. And I'll speak to the challenge a little bit later. I think a good way to ease into the topic, because it's a complicated, nuanced topic, is to just talk about my latest project, which was very relevant to that. So, my name is David Berman, and I'm a self-employed electrician and a programmer. And, I worked for Reykjavik, changing streetlights, more specifically the control system. There's a big push now for smart city controls. And the systems that were offered to us, I found them to be very expensive considering what they did and didn't do. And I also found them to be quite inflexible. And just a lot of them kind of sucked, but like that's just my opinion, I suppose. But I wanted to create something cheaper and better because we were spending taxpayer money. So that was the inspiration for my project. So with the help of the FOSS community, I did something, and I couldn't have done it without FOSS. There's just no way. That's why open source is so dear to my heart. It's taught me everything I know about programming. It's enabled me to be a programmer, to call myself a programmer. And it's just a lot of fun to be with you. So thank you so much for having me here again. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. So this is an amazing statement, isn't it? 10% of Reykjavik's lights are now controlled by open source control system. That's a European capital city, 10% of it. My boss was super surprised when I told him that, in a mixed way. So that picture there is a lovely picture of Reykjavik under the northern lights. We quite often get northern lights, so that's nice. This is the architectural drawing of the system. So there is a central server because I'm using Tailscale. So I have my own VPN network, which has nodes, and the nodes basically just control about roughly 100 streetlights at a time, each one, and there are 30 nodes in total, so you can presumably do that elementary math. So that's how many streetlights now cover the downtown area, the west side of town. And a small island just outside of Reykjavik, there's one node, which is special to me, and I'll get to that one later. This is the control system. I would love to make it more decentralized in the future using Headscale, for example. But everything is work, and you have to prioritize, and so this is what I have up and running now. And by the way, this has been running since August 2024. So there have been basically no problems. And I think that that is a great testament to the fact that open source can definitely work as a control system. So these are the dashboards I created. That's just leaflet with JavaScript and a mapping structure. And this is the dashboard that the user sees. And right now, we're just looking at my favorite node, which is the island I told you about. And you can select it to be an Astro, which is basically just automated calculation, which I created with the help of my friend ChatGPT. I did okay in calculus in university, but it was quite complicated to calculate the sunrise and sunset. So that was good to have GPT on my side with that one. And I know that there are Python libraries out there that do that sort of thing, but they don't work when you go that far up north. They sort of work, they just don't work very well around two times of the year when it's super bright the whole time or super dark. And I digress. Anyway, you can also select manual mode and turn the lights on and turn the lights off. And that was actually, it comes in handy for maintenance purposes and other purposes, which I'll get into later. This is my favorite node. This is the island of Vide. You can see Reykjavik here in the background. And this house is the house that my mother actually was raised in. And now it's a museum. So you can go to my mom's house and check it out if you want, if you're ever in Reykjavik. So this is inside the cabinet. Probably it doesn't mean much to a lot of people, but to electricians, it's pretty basic. Here's the router, and here are some relays. They control other relays that turn on and off the lamps. And the wiring schematic there. So that's another point that I think is important to underscore, is it doesn't have to be complicated. I think a lot of systems overcomplicate their solutions, and open source is definitely on your side when you want to make things that just work. If you want to make something simple, you don't want to overcomplicate it, open source is great. And by the way, I think of electrical work as open source. Like, I was taught via open source. People didn't charge me for teaching me stuff when I became an electrician. So to me, the mindset of mentorship and teaching and sharing knowledge, it has been natural to me even before I got into software. So I think it's just the right thing to do, don't you think? Yeah. So I don't have a contract with these guys, but I did want to give them a shout out. They make excellent routers, and it just so happens to be powered by open source. It's got OpenRite under the hood, and this is their brand name. I just wanted to give them a shout out because they have excellent service, and they definitely made my project way easier than it should have been. Just a small note there about them. I think it's important to give props where it's due, even though they're a company and they're profit-oriented. They didn't have to make an open-source product, but they did. So the system has an interoperable API, and it was used by GeoForm, and that is a GIS-based software company, which is like a mapping software. Geographical information. A lot of utility companies use it, and they wanted to see if they could control the city lights of Reykjavik through my API. And I said, yeah, of course I've got an API. I didn't, but I did it in one day, and I said, here it is. And they used it, and they were super happy. So, you know, that's another example of, like, with the other systems that I tested, you had to get a hold of someone on the phone who was in a different time zone, and, you know, they were doing some weird sauna festival, and therefore they would be out of the office for 2 weeks. And, yeah, there was just a lot of things like that, sort of obscure things that delayed the deployment of proprietary products. So I think that's a huge plus for open source. why it absolutely belongs in control systems. And it might not be obvious to you because many of you don't work in control systems, but there's a lot of resistance to open source in the control system sector. And that's because people associate it with like Raspberry Pis and hobby electronics. And I'm a huge enthusiast of Raspberry Pis. That's where I gained a lot of my knowledge, just by messing around with them and doing fun things. But people tend to think of open source as something fun to do as a hobby time. Even engineers, electrical engineers, talk that way. And that's something we need to change. And that's something I need your help with changing. Anyway, so the next slide is just a video of me demonstrating the system. I forgot to